The Guardian.
Well, I mean, Southwold really is the quintessential English seaside resort, and as everyone is saying, it's that classic sort of bucket and spade destination with lots of families playing on the nice golden sands and pensioners reclining by their beach huts on the beach. But of course, it is also incredibly well heeled too, and it's had a real reputation in recent years for spiralling property prices. You know, beach huts change hands for upwards of £50,000, and tiny fishermen's cottages fetch nearly £500,000. So it's a kind of, it's only for the affluent, really. And as several old timers here told me, Southwold's always been a little bit posh. You know, it definitely isn't a Blackpool or a Great Yarmouth.
So no amusement arcades and kiss me quick hats, which is what I've been used to.
There's a very traditional Punch and Judy show. You know, and of course there is a pier, and you can get plenty of candy floss and fish and chips. But no, there isn't. There aren't like mass ranks of arcades and that kind of thing. There's delis and fancy clothing shops and gastro pubs. It's much more that kind of place.
And what do local people think about the PM descending upon them?
Well, poor old Gordon, he can't really win, can he? Because he's sending out all the right signals about frugality and supporting the British economy in hard times by choosing this local holiday. And yet almost all local people are grumbling, and the reaction is, oh no, is he really coming here? Are you sure? You know, one bloke, almost the first pensioner I spoke to said, he can take a long walk off our very short pier. Like that. So.
nice approach. It's a very different location to Tony Blair's choices, which included the Barbados villa owned by Sir Cliff Richard and also the BG Robin Gibbs's Florida mansion.
Yeah, you kind of think, well, Gordon's obviously attuned to the political weather, and he knows that this is the only decision that really can be taken in these times. David Cameron's making a big thing about taking a week in Cornwall as well. But you also think that probably, given the sort of person that Gordon Brown is, this kind of holiday is closer to his heart. You know, he will almost certainly have a nice tucked away little holiday cottage, and him and Sarah and his small children can enjoy a sort of quiet traditional time. I mean, for all the spin, I mean, Gordon Brown isn't really very flash, is he? And one suspects that he isn't just taking this modest trip out of political expediency. He's probably doing it because he'd prefer to do that.
I'd love to see him with rolled up trousers and on the back of a donkey, but I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
You can sort of imagine him, can't you, with a spotted handkerchief on his head and so on. But you'd imagine security detail would have to clear the beach first. And even here, though, Gordon's he's never going to be able to escape his work, is he? Because you can see Sizewell B looming down the coast, which is a nuclear power station. You know, a reminder of the sort of looming energy crisis in this country. And there's all sorts of other issues here that Brown will probably pick up on when he stays here, like the price of second homes and the fact that local families can't really afford homes here and that kind of thing. So that's the problem with holidaying in Britain, is all these sort of prime ministerial tasks facing him, he'll be reminded of them at everywhere he turns.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.